A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. Scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did. For their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The word of the Lord. On this last day of November, I can't help but think of all the major feasts we as a church and as a Dominican family have celebrated this month. All Saints, All Souls, St. Martin de Porres, St. Albert the Great, all deceased members of the order, St. Charles Borromeo, St. Francis Cabrini, the presentation of Mary, St. Cecilia, Christ the King, and finally today, the feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. All of these men and women are our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. They are among the ones upon whose shoulders we stand today. They are among the ones who called upon him in whom they believed, and believed in him of whom they had heard, and about whom they heard because someone preached to them, and about whom they preached because they were sent. We give thanks to God for these remarkable examples of faithful discipleship, and we give thanks too for all those whose actions of faith are too simple to afford them a date of remembrance on the church's calendar. Other than All Saints' Day, of course, but whose witness of faith has been so profound it forever marks our hearts. This coming Sunday, we'll embark on a new liturgical year with the beginning of the Advent season, when we celebrate the one who is our reason for believing, confessing, being sent, and preaching, Jesus the Christ. He is the good news living among us. He is the good news we are called to witness and proclaim, just as Andrew and all the others in that great cloud of witnesses did for us, and whose company we seek to join. But what of those who come after us? To whom do they look? Upon whose shoulders will they stand? Many are the parents and grandparents who lament the fact that their sons and daughters see no need for faith or for God or for church. Being spiritual, whatever that means for them, is enough for them. But how can they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? Truly, our world is in need of women and men today who are willing to preach the good news. We're all familiar with the saying attributed to St. Francis of Assisi, to preach always, using words if necessary. Yet this time, our time, is in need of words, clear, explicit, authentic, life-giving words to tell others that Jesus is Lord, that God raised him from the dead, and that we are witnesses of this truth, of this good news. In this reading from Romans, Paul is reminding us today of our baptismal call. When those waters flowed over us, we entered into the threefold ministry of Jesus: to be priest, a person who prays; to be king or ruler, a person who serves; and to be prophet, a person who proclaims. Our world is in urgent need of more prophets, of people who are willing to confess with their lips loudly and clearly the person of Jesus and his life and mission. In other words, we're called to talk with one another about the difference that Jesus makes in our lives, to share with one another how our lives would be empty without him, to announce to one another how we have been saved and changed by his abundant love, and to reveal to one another how the Spirit of Jesus is alive and active within us, among us, and around us. How can people preach unless they are sent? By virtue of our initiation into the church through the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist, we have been sent. Now is the time to let loose our tongues and to find our voices. To share who Jesus is in our lives can be a pretty vulnerable thing to do. But Paul tells us, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. Such sharing, such evangelization, such proclamation takes incredible courage, yes. It also takes amazing conviction. The Spirit of Jesus is with us. Others found strength in that same Spirit to share the gift of faith with us. May we return the favor to those who come after us.